I'm joined now by the MEC of the department, that is the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs here in the province, MEC Mandla Ndlovu. He joins us now. MEC, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, presenter, thanks for also your time and greetings to our listeners.
Yeah. MEC, how would you best describe the intervention that you made together with the National Department with the protest that is still ongoing in Stiftshwede? Would you say your intervention yielded the intended result?
Yeah, I think so, according to me. Maybe let me first indicate that there was a similar strike last year, which lasted for 2 months. They had one demand, that is their main demand, grading of municipality from grade 4 to grade 5. 400 employees were dismissed for participating in an unprotected strike. There was an intervention by COSATU in the main, requesting ANC and also SACP to come to the party. When we were engaging by that time, some members gave us 4 demands for them to go back to the municipality. They said, first, we must withdraw the dismissal of these 400 employees, and that the municipality should not implement the principle of no work, no pay, that we must implement salary adjustment, we must benchmark a municipality which is in a similar grade as Tavachew, not as Stiftshwede, and that must allow the bargaining process of grading of municipalities. These were the 4 demands that were given to us last year. And according to us, we have met all the demand. The only concern that we are still raising today is that what we said a year ago when we were signing the settlement, that we must allow the bargaining process to deal with the grading of municipalities, they are bringing back today again as their main demand. And I don't understand what is it that is new now, which was not there when we signed this settlement agreement. So that is the problem. But we met with the leadership of the municipality. We discussed. We met with Troika of the district, Troika of the municipality. I think we have engaged with all the relevant role players. And our observation was that the municipality is divided, that some does not have, as we speak, a leadership. The leadership that was there at that municipality was no longer recognized by the workers because they wanted to appoint delegates to go and represent them on local labor forum, and the local labor forum is also non-functional. We said that when we're engaging, the security company which was appointed was not vetted. That was our observation. It has big rifles, and according to us, the municipality is semi-militarized. Service delivery has collapsed. When we dealt also with grading of this municipality, we said that it's a national problem. It's not only a problem of Stiftshwede. The process was halted of grading, was halted in 2017, and the report of the 21st century that was commissioned by the bargaining council was accepted but not implemented, because SAMO in 2019, after their conference, came with a new proposal that the remuneration of municipal employees should be measured against remuneration of municipal managers. In short, what we can say is that grading of municipalities has been halted. There is not a single municipality that implemented grading of a municipality. Yeah. So if there is any municipality that implemented grading, we must know that it was just their own decision, which is not in line with this grading process.
Yeah.
So what we can say for now.
MEC, are you aware that during that process where you cited that you met with the unions and somewhat a way forward was forged, there was also something that was communicated to us by the executives of that municipality, that there was going to be a payback or a back pay, of which that is also part of the problems in that municipality, where that back paying has not really happened to the promise.
I don't understand you properly.
Why?
But I know that about the back pay.
Sure.
What I know is that we're talking about the salary adjustment.
Okay.
And that they must go and benchmark a municipality that is in a similar grade as Steve said.
Okay.
They are in grade 4 on
yes.
their own.
They went to Nkomazi.
Workers, they went to Nkomazi.
Sure.
Then from there, they engaged, they agreed that they were going to implement salary levels of Nkomazi. When they went back to the municipality to implement, they realized that on implementation, because they were expecting that they were going to get more, or they are going to increase their remuneration. But what happened is that those that they were earning less, they got less. And those that are earning more, they got more, especially deputy directors and directors. They're saying that some of the deputy directors and directors are now earning more than their ex-co.
Sure.
So on implementation, I think they disputed again as a department. We seconded one official, Mr. Tedinkosi, to go there and deal with that dispute. And according to us, all the dispute were handled properly.
Okay.
And all the parties were happy.
MEC, I want to hold you on that part of having sent Mr. Nkosi to Steve Tshwete. I'd like us to take this breather. When we return, I'd like us to look in depth as to his, at what capacity is the department sending him? Because we get reports that he's going to be the acting municipal manager there. So I'd like you to speak more on it just after this breather. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. In case you just joined us, I'm chatting to the MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs here in the province of Mpumalanga.
If you flip over hot new devices, let's chat. Be first in line to get your hands on two new pocket-sized power players, the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 and Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 4, because now you can pre-order these clamshell foldables and make your friends flip out with envy. Pre-order from 11 to 31 August at Chats Connect stores or chatsconnect.co.za. SA's largest independent dealer channel exclusive to Vodacom. T's and C's apply. Flip that good.
Here at Track N4, we are busy, very busy. Looking after a 570-kilometer road will do that to you. But that road does not exist in isolation. It exists in communities, and as the company entrusted with the management of this road, it is Track N4's responsibility to ensure the road serves those communities by building communities through investing in education, health, and welfare. Visit trackn4.co.za for all the detail, because Track cares.
So, this Women's Month, what are we going to do?
Anything we want to, partner. What are you going to do?
I'm going to keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah? How?
Every morning, we're going to play a track by well-known female artist on Rise FM Breakfast.
Local or international?
Anybody. And then, the next time you hear that song on Rise FM on that day, you'll have 10 minutes to SMS the word women, followed by your name and town to 33943.
SMS charged at 150, T's and C's apply.
That show will call one lucky winner.
And they'll win their share of 36,000 rand.
Courtesy of Rise FM and MyMTN Home Uncapped 5G.
Women in Music, this Women's Month.
Only on Rise FM.
Tying the opinions into a single narrative. Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Yeah, that's what we are doing this evening. We're tying all the opinions. We're making one single narrative. And this evening I'm joined by the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. The MEC, Mandla Ndlovu, joins us now. MEC, you were touching on that issue of the department resolving to send Ubabu Nkosi to Steve Tshwete. I mean, at what capacity is going to... at which capacity is going to be in Steve Tshwete? Is he going to be the acting municipal manager?
Babankosi was deployed last year when there was a dispute on the implementation of the salary adjustment after benchmarking commerce. It was last year. We deployed him there to deal with appeals. So for now, there is a decision that we think that after engaging with the management of the municipality, we realize that the management is divided. As I indicated, SAMU does not have a structure. Local labor forum is non-functional. They don't trust one another. So we thought that it would be better for us to second an official to go there and try to normalize the situation, invite all the role parties back to the negotiation table where they will engage on a number of issues. That is what we are thinking that we can do for now. But there must be a buy-in from the council. We want also tomorrow we'll engage with the council because we want the council to deal with the suspension of officials. The council must also deal with the functionality of Labour Forum, the removal of the security company, engagement on the grading of the municipality. The council should explore the involvement of a highly skilled mediator to bring both the municipality and its workers back to the negotiation table to deal with grading, and that they must deal with the issue of corruption, deal with the principle of no work, no pay. So a council will have to do all these things that I have mentioned here, and also other matters that will assist the municipality to revert back to normal.
Yeah. MEC, we are told that you said that the executive mayor is going nowhere, even after the workers indicated that their relationship with the mayor has deteriorated.
I said that it is not only one factor that can remove the executive mayor. By the way, executive mayor are not appointed. Executive mayor are elected. Executive mayors, they've got their own processes, their own guidelines that have been developed by political parties. So it will not be the MEC that can invite out an executive mayor. The D doesn't lie with the MEC, it lies with the political party. In Sipswete, they must understand that there is no single party that got an outright majority. So the product that we have there is a product that was the product of engagement. So that is what I can say. Myself, I can't just say that we'll remove the executive mayor. It's not my competence.
MEC, what is then the view of the department on the procurement, or I suppose, or on the procurement of this security company that shot this employee of the municipality?
I will not say that we have got a view because we can't just develop a view out of engagement.
Sure.
We are going to, we said that on matter of maladministration, it may happen that will constitute section 106. But for now, we know that they, even on their own, they said that they did not follow all the processes. We have got only one concern, that the company was not vetted by the police, and that we think that they acted, I don't want to say...
No, say it, MEC.
Hello?
you can say it.
But I think they should have. We should have avoided also loss of life. So what do we think that we can do is that we must have to invite out the security company so that there can be proper investigation of what transpired. So that is what I can say for now.
Okay. Then, MEC, I'd like to know, I mean, are there then discussions as to how then provincial government together with the local municipality could play a role in the bereavement of this employee?
Yeah, we are still engaging. We did not finalize But we are saying that the municipality must also come to the party. We said that we also have got employees that lost their properties, that we also have cars that they were smashed there of the employees and also of the councillors. So we said that all of us must pay special attention and see on how we are going to reimburse also this loss of properties of our own members.
Yeah. MEC, I really want to thank you. Thank you so much. Even though I wanted to ask you that question, MEC, of you'd remember that this was the second engagement you've had with that municipality. We are told by the department that on the day this shooting happened, there was a meeting with yourselves and the executive of the municipality. Just earlier, there was an engagement that you had with the executive mayor and as well as those who run the municipality.
Oh, yeah, we had a meeting early in the morning. Yeah. We're just discussing because by that time, we were realizing that the municipality on its own was unable to deal with the dispute and that illegal strike. So we thought that it would be best for us to engage internally. So we invited all members of the management and also full-time councillors. So we had a fruitful engagement. Unfortunately, late that day, there was that shooting. But we had an engagement in the morning. We were trying to start the process of normalizing our situation in Steepset.
Yeah. MEC, thank you so much for availing yourself always to us when we need you the most. And we really appreciate it. MEC, we also need you on various other issues. I suppose we'll communicate with your office. But yeah, that issue of Tabacheu and that issue of Mkondo is of great interest to us.
Okay, we'll always engage.
No, thank you so much, MEC. Really appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
No. MEC of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, MEC Mandla Ndlovu, talking to us here on Rise FM.